gentlemen, let's go back. We have one that is under advisement, and that is case number
11267.
And Mr. Mills made the motion to take this case under advisement. So I'll go back to you, Mr. Mills. You know, it's been 9 years since the gentleman came back with us. Usually it's a year, isn't it, Mr. Lank, you said?
Well, typically, can't come back. You're denied for a year.
Can't come back, and he's been 9 years.
Come back in and apply for something totally different.
Okay.
He waited 9.
I'm sorry?
He waited 9 years.
He waited 9 is correct.
Mr. Chairman, so, one thing I guess the board may want to look at are what are the differences between the previous application and today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all I have in front of me are the findings, and that's, I think, all you have from the previous application and what the differences are. And there was one that I noted just by looking at it, which was he had indicated there was a neighbor at the prior hearing and indicated the unit was only 5 feet from her fence.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe his testimony was that it was going to be 10 or 15 feet away from the mm-hmm. property. So that may have been a cause of concern at the previous hearing, or it appeared to be a cause of concern.
Mr. Chairman, to answer your question, I thought it deserved some comments, and that's why I took it under advisement.
Thank you, then, Mr. Mills.
I also believe one difference would be that he has not moved the manufactured home on the property prior to the application.
He's done his homework and came here first before he makes his...
Moved it back on there.
Right.
Or moved it on there.
That's true. Another difference.
Okay.
And also the other difference, I haven't... Several individuals who live nearby testified in opposition. I don't believe you had any tonight, did you?
No.
Did we?
You mean you had any letters in opposition? Nothing?
No.
Great, Mr. Link?
No, we didn't.
Nope, we had nothing tonight.
I might suggest that because the applicant said that he was hoping to sell, his plan was to sell the property in the future, maybe if we're considering approving it, the request, that it be not only with a time limitation, but to that particular individual and not, you know, if someone were to buy it.
In other words, passing it on to the next.
Right, right.
It'd be for him only.
Right, because, I mean, this is basically based on his use and his
needs.
His needs and plans, and not necessarily if someone was going to buy it.
Right. Because it would be passed on if we don't make that judgment.
For a period, and then, you know, they would come back and go, well, you know, this is the way I bought it, and
right.
This is what, you know, mm-hmm. we've heard it before. So
I'm comfortable with that.
I would like to see some pictures of it, though. He says in 1984, and the finding of the one in 2004, and then, now he says in 1992. I'd just like to see some pictures of that.
Okay.
That mobile, I would like to.
I think that's fair.
That's fair. Yeah, I think that is. All right. And no problem with that.
There's no further discussion, Mr. Chairman. I'd make a motion that we leave the public hearing for case number 11267 open only for the purpose of the applicant providing us pictures of the mobile that he would like to place on the property, and provided that it is submitted in time, can be put on the next meeting's agenda.
That's October the 7th.
October the 7th, that's correct.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay, I've got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we leave case number 11267 open for the sole purpose of allowing the applicant to send in pictures to the office to be presented to the board. Correct, Mr. Mills?
Yes.
Okay, all those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,267, it will be left open. Okay, and we'll